Dog Works Radio is sponsored by Alaska Dog Works. Check out their website at alaskadogworks.com.
Hear that sound? That is dozens of huskies ready to run in this year's Dryland Race Series presented by Alaska Dog Works at the Chugiak Dog Mushers Association in Chugiak, Alaska.
Radio Free Palmer, 89.5 KVRF. Presents Mushing Radio, hosted by Robert Forto. Mushing Radio is about dog-powered sports, living in the Great White North, and mushing. Visit our website at mushingradio.com. Here is your host, Robert Forto.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Robert Forto for Dog Works Radio, and you are listening to our Mushing Radio broadcast here on KVRF 89.7 in the Matsu Valley. RadioFreePalmer.org is our live streaming site, and you can find us on social media at Dog Works Radio. And joining me today is my co-host, Michelle Forto.
How's it going, Robert?
It is going well. Today we're going to talk about dry land mushing. Is that right?
That is right. Alaska Dog Works is sponsoring this year's event, the Alaska Dog Works Dryland Derby.
We're looking forward to it. Coming up on October 7th and 8th is the Dryland Derby, and we're going to talk a little bit today about what events are being held. Let's start it off, Michelle. Tell us a little bit about the one and two dog bike jaw. What is it, and how is it ran?
So the bike drawing event is my favorite overall mushing event of all time. I really do enjoy getting out there on my bike with my dogs. It gives me a little bit more control since there is a bit of a better braking system on a bike. What you're going to do is you're going to get a ski drawing line and put two tug lines on that so that you can hook up your dogs, one or two dogs. The one dog event really needs a strong leader, as it will be the only dog out front turning for you and making sure that they're following your commands. Two dogs is slightly easier, albeit you will be going a lot faster.
So the two dog event at the one and two dog event at Chugiak is on a 2 mile track. And tell us a little bit about the trail.
So the trails at Chugiak are pretty dang good. They're well groomed, well taken care of, well marked trails that the association maintains year-round.
And, you know, it's interesting just how fast those guys go. You know, over the preliminary weekends, the last three weekends, they were winning at about 5:30, weren't they?
Yeah, about 5 minute, 30 second for 2 miles means that they're going about 2.5 to 3 minute miles, you guys. That's fairly fast. I will say that we had Robert out a couple of weekends ago testing a couple of new leaders for our own kennel, and I clocked him on the ATV going 15 miles an hour for one solid mile straight. So not too bad, considering that we are distance mushers. So getting distance dogs up to 15 miles an hour can sometimes take a little bit of training.
You know, what I like about this two-dog event is anybody can come out with their dog, whether it's the Labrador Retriever, the Golden, the Poodle, whichever. They can hook them up to their bike and be ready to go, can't they?
Yeah, absolutely. As a matter of fact, one of the other events that goes on at the Dryland races is a Canicross. And Canicross brings out a variety of dogs, doesn't it?
It does. You know, the last couple of years they've had a guy come out with this big Labrador Retriever, and sometimes he's the only guy that runs, but at least he's getting out there and having a good time.
Hey, he's in the money.
He is in the money, and the money means that you get a portion of the purse. So if you show up and you're the only person in your event, you're definitely going to win a ribbon and maybe a prize or two and maybe some cash to take home with you.
Absolutely. Sounds to me like it's well worth it.
So another event in the Dryland Derby is the two-dog scooter event. Tell us about that one.
So the two dog scooter event is similar to the bike door, except you're on a scooter. Some of the scooters are similar to bicycles, except for the fact that you're going to be pumping with your leg. And there are scooters that are a little bit bigger. There's some scooters that are a little bit smaller. You're looking for lightweight. Lightweight means that you're able to help your dog get up those hills.
And the last event in the Dryland Derby is the four-dog kart race. I love racing in this event. Even though I don't have one of the fancy-dancy multi-thousand-dollar carts, it's still a fun event to take part in.
Multi-thousand-dollar carts. Right. So we also don't have a lightweight cart, so it makes it difficult for us to participate with any sort of competition with our heavyweight haul sled cart. But the kart races are four dogs, and again, it's still a two-mile track, and they get up and go pretty fast as well. I think we need to explain a little bit about Canicross. We kind of went through that fairly quickly. So Canicross is where you hook up your dog to a ski-joring belt without skis, and you run behind your dog.
And it is only it is 2 miles, isn't it?
Yeah, Nicole would be willing to tell you it's 2 miles.
So it is a 2 mile run with your dog. And again, that's any dog that that will be willing to run with you. We've seen all sorts of dogs out there. We mentioned our daughter, Nicole. She ran with her German Shepherd a couple years ago.
Yeah. So, you know, if you want to get out and try some trails that are fairly local, Chugiak is not far from Anchorage. It's not far from the valley. It's a good place to get out there with your dog and participate in something different than the coastal trail.
And you can find out more about this event and any other events at the Chugiak Dogmusters Association. They're on Facebook as well as on other social media.
Absolutely.
So we're also going to talk today a little bit about the upcoming Dog Derby, which runs from October 7th and 8th. It's a two-day event. Tell us a little bit about the format for that race. Do people have to show up on both days in order to be eligible for prizes?
So the Alaska Dog Works Dryland Derby this year is an ISDRA-sanctioned race. So that means that you must show up to both days' events in order to qualify for any of the winnings. Also, an ISDRA-sanctioned event means that they are under those rules and guidelines. The dogs you show up with on Saturday will be marked, and those are the dogs that you must compete with on Sunday.
And it's important to note that you cannot share dogs in different events, right?
That is correct. You're allowed to participate in every event if you want to, but you have to have enough dogs to participate in every event.
So also, you have to be a member of the Chugiak Dogmusters Association. They have an annual membership of $35, or I believe it's $50 for two people, or they can do a one-day event membership for $10, or one weekend in this case.
Absolutely. And you also, for this particular ISDRA event, please tell them what ISDRA is, but you also have to be a member of ISDRA so that you can get on those qualifying rankings as well.
ISDRA is the International Sled Dog Racing Association. It's the governing body for a lot of the sprint and other type events other than races like the Iditarod or the Yukon Quest. Those aren't typically ISDRA events, but this one in particular is governed under that body.
Right. And so if you're not familiar with ISDRA, they do have their own website. I'm sure they have a social media page as well. But basically, you are supposed to show up with the same dogs both days. And there are some rules involved with passing and no man's land and things like that.
Next, we got an opportunity to talk to a few mushers that were out on the trail.
I'm Cindy McCann. We've got a dog yard in Willow, and we have about 25 dogs in our kennel. Dryland racing is just a lot of fun, so it's a good way to get the dogs going before the snow season starts. And
how long have you been mushing, Cindy?
I've been mushing just about 3 years. Prior to that, we ran field trial dogs, horseback handled field trial dogs in the lower 48.
And where do a lot of your dogs come from? Are they rescues? Are they from other mushers? From where?
We've got a little bit of everything. A couple are rescues. Some we bought from an Iditarod musher who was, there are some of his older dogs, and he had some younger ones coming up. And, yeah, other mushers and pick up a few rescues here and there.
Excellent. Last question. What are you planning on doing this season?
Just probably some of the 30-mile races and the 50-mile races.
Excellent. Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you.
This is Michelle Forto, also the host of The Daily Dog. I'm out at the Chugiak Dog Mushers Association Dryland Preliminary Races today, and I took off on my fat bike with two dogs. Came in 10th place, no worries. It was their first race of the year, actually their first run of the year, and we had a lot of fun.
I'm Miranda Sheely, and I just finished my first two-dog bike tour with Frosty and Chief. I finished 9th place. It was a really fun time.
So this is your first bike race ever. What did you think about the start? I know you were a little bit nervous getting going.
The start was very exciting. I think I held my brakes like half of the time, but it was really fun.
Awesome. Thank you. This is Robert Forto at the Chugiak Dog Mushers Association Dryland Races. It's the preliminary race here the second Saturday. The big deal is happening on October 7th and 8th, the Alaska Dog Works Dog Derby. And we will be out here with 5, 6, 7 teams, I guess, in different events. I ran in my first race today with a new dog named Poker, and our old leader, Shock, did very good. Looking forward to it. Came in 8th place, 7th place. Came in 7th place, so doing pretty good.
Hey, I'm Robert Rodimer. I was running the two-dog bike draw race with Chief and Frosty.
And this is your first bike draw race. Tell us how it was.
It was intense. I was pretty nervous at the start. It's kind of shaky. And I did the mushing with you before, and it's different because the dogs take off a lot faster with this because it's so light. It was really muddy. Track was super muddy, which I thought was more fun personally, except when my glasses got caked in mud and I couldn't really see. The gravel was a little loose. I almost slid out once or twice. but besides that, it was an awesome race. It was intense, but it was super fun.
So you ended up passing me on the course and beat me by a minute. What do you think about beating the sponsor out here?
I think I got lucky on that one. I don't know, a little younger. I don't know. I was pedaling my butt off about the whole time, so maybe that helped some. But, you know, I really got to hand it all to the dogs. They came out here to win today.
Awesome. Robert Rodimer, his first bike draw race here at the Chugiak Dog Muster Association. Awesome.
Get to speak with the organizer of the Alaska Dog Works Dryland Derby, as well as a board member of the Chugiak Dog Mushers Association, Deborah Summers.
Hi, I'm Deborah Summers with the Chugiak Dog Mushers Association. Coming up on October 7th and 8th, we have the Alaska Dog Works Dryland Derby. This is our championship dryland event, and in this event, we will have folks that run with their dogs or bike with their dogs, scooter, or even get on a rig with four dogs pulling them. I encourage you to come join us at the Chugiak Dog Mushers Association in Beach Lake in Chugiak, Alaska.
So, Deborah, can you tell us a little bit about the history of our dryland events here in South Central Alaska?
Absolutely. We have hosted dryland events now for 4 years. We started off small, looking to see what the participation would be like, and it's only grown every year. We have people that have one or two dogs in their home, and they come and join us, and we have dog mushers who take one or two dogs and come join us.
So, if I'm correct, we were the first dryland races in Alaska, is that right?
As far as I know, in the southeast, we are.
And we got started in 2014?
Yes, we did.
Excellent. Anything you want to add, Deborah?
Yes, I would like to thank the Alaska Dog Works because our championship race has a purse of $2,000 on it, and they are the ones that are offering up that purse. So I would encourage you to come out, support our sponsors, especially the Alaska Dog Works.
And with that race on the 7th and 8th of October, you're going to have all the classes. Can you run down those classes one more time, please?
Yes, we will start off with a one-dog bike tour, then two-dog bike jor. As the name implies, one or two dogs pulls a bike. Then we have a two-dog scooter, a four-dog rig, and then a canicross. And in our canicross, we have male, adult, female, adult, and we have juniors, male and female, from 13 to 17 years old.
And we have sign-ups online, right?
Absolutely. Sign up online. I would encourage you to do that. You can see the race rules, pictures of what other people have done in the past.
And lastly, we have some awesome auction items. Can you tell us about those?
Yes, our sponsors are amazing. The auction items that we have this year range from harnesses to a scooter to a gift basket from REI, as well as a gift certificate from Alaska Mill and Feed. Those raffle items are also online, so you can check them out online, buy them online if you want, and we will raffle them out at the end of the Derby on October 8th.
So you're not only a race organizer for this, but you're also a competitor in a lot of the events. Can you tell us a little bit about you, your kennel, and your dogs, please?
Yes, I have 12 dogs in my kennel, and I think I'm the race organizer because I like dryland events. But a small kennel started off from my kids racing when my 9-year-old said, "Mommy, I want to learn how to run sled dogs." So we've only progressed from there over the last 15 years, and dryland is now just part of it.
Excellent. Deborah Summers, board member for Chugiak Dog Musters Association. Come out and check out the Alaska Dog Works Dog Derby.
Dryland Derby
on October 7th and 8th, $2,000 purse. You have a good chance to win something, don't you, Deborah?
Absolutely. We encourage participants, if you want to try before that event, come to the next two preliminary races, the next two weekends this month.
Excellent. Deborah Summers, thank you very much.
So, Michelle, we are getting ready for this here at Team Inneke. What do you think about this year's event?
I think it's going to be a lot of fun. We've lucked out this year, and the temperatures have stayed fairly mild. I mean, it's been raining, but we're still in the mid-40s, so it's not cold and wet. It's just wet.
Right, so go ahead and check out Chugiak Dog Musters Association on Facebook, and definitely check out our sponsor, AlaskaDogWorks.com.
Absolutely.
And we'll see you guys next time. Goodbye.
Did you know that Alaska Dog Works trains service dogs for those in need throughout North America? Each and every service dog that is trained through the Lead Dog Service Dog Program and Michelle Forda and her team has an individual training plan. We train for autistic, mobility, psychiatric, and PTSD for our soldiers for service work. If you know of someone that may need a service dog, please take a moment and check out Alaska Dog Works on social media and at AlaskaDogWorks.com.
If you like our podcast, there are a few things you can do. You can take a couple of minutes and go to Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star review. You can also check out all of our DogWorks Radio sponsors and promotions in our show notes. Another thing you can do is go over to Facebook, like our Facebook page, and one last thing, please tell all of your friends by spreading the word about DogWorks Radio. Thank you so much for listening to us. We really appreciate you.
DogWorks Radio is produced by Robert Forto. Logo art by Angry Squirrel Studios. DogWorks Radio is produced in conjunction with KVRF 89.7 in Palmer, Alaska.
For dog training advice, you can contact Alaska Dog Works at 907-841-1686 or visit their website at AlaskaDogWorks.com. If you have a show idea or would like to be a guest, please contact us by sending an email to live@dogworksradio.com.